Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 8th of October, 2025. Today's topic is, are you troubling the church? Our text today is taken from Joshua chapter 7 verses 19 through 26. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and said, indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Verse 22. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and, behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Our memory verse is taken from Joshua chapter 7 verse 25. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, and why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also. Devastating is the punishment of disobedience. Achan, in our text, had a bitter taste of the consequences of disobedience and never lived to tell the story. God had warned the children of Israel against confiscating anything belonging to the conquered enemies of God. He ordered annihilation of their properties. However, Achan had another idea to act against divine injunction. He coveted and converted it to personal property and paid dearly for it. Achan's story is a lesson for youths who trouble the church. Those youths who deliberately disobey church leadership and teach others to do so are in danger of God's judgment. Among them are those who pointedly challenge leadership authority. Others pilfer from church tithes and offerings. Some bring the name of the church into disrepute by engaging in exam malpractice, fornication, hard drugs, and cult-related activities. The Lord calls such youths to repentance because, though hand join in hand, the sinner shall not be unpunished. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 21a. Are you troubling the church? Run to the Savior for salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Quote for the day. Others pilfer from church tithes. The challenge for today is, repent now. Tomorrow may be too late. Prayer. O God, keep me from troubling your church. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.